following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Discover card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back through June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Life is extraordinary, and since 1935, GNC has offered everything you need to achieve your goals. From our more than 30 customized VitaPack programs to a full array of sports nutrition products, become a GNC VIP by joining our new member price program. Join for free and start saving up to 50% off every item, every day. Invest in your health now, and you'll profit for life. Let our experts get you started today. Every day counts. Respect yourself. GNC. Live.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star, from ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Going to keep pretty busy on the program today, and Jimmy Langan's in. And I look at you, and I go, is it really June 5th? You got the sweatshirt on. I got the long pants on. Kent Bounton's telling me it's like 12 degrees below temperature normal. Well, it's going to be one of those where it's going to be bad. Winter's going to get here early, and people are going to be angry for like 6 months.
Yeah, you got to have about three sets of clothes, you know, in your car. You don't know what to wear. You're exactly right.
Well, at least they're getting a little baseball in. We've got All-Star games to talk about. Coming up, we're going to preview the New West All-Star Classic that is coming up Friday and Saturday with the Fort Kearney, the Southwest, the Lou Platte, and the Twin Valley Conferences that will be competing. That is in Minden for the Nebraska Kidney Association, and they have been doing some great work with that over the last few years. So we'll be talking about that coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Also, the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association Hall of Fame banquet is Saturday, and our buddy Eddie Ahrens is going in for being a competitor back in the days at Mullen High School, state championship, individually, team champions. There's a couple Mullen boys that are going in. That's in Grand Island. The All-Star Duel's in the afternoon, then the banquet follows at 5 o'clock, and that's always pretty cool, plus a handful of others. Corey Schlesinger is going in, and Ord Chanticleer, Randy Cullors is going in, and we'll talk about that a little bit. Also, Super Regionals coming up. Phil Stanton of College Baseball Insider. He joined us before the NCAA tournament. Gracious enough to join us again later on in the program today. And Nebraska Danger Football with Mike Davis, head coach. He's going to join us as they get ready to take off for Colorado. And home field advantage is on the line. We are just jam-packed the rest of the week here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So hope you can stay with us. And a lot going on as we get ready for the NBA Finals tomorrow. San Antonio taking on Miami. We've got the French Open going on. We've got the NHL playoffs going on. And the story, unfortunately, that is going to take over today is the PEDs and the baseball and Ryan Braun. Alex Rodriguez. Jimmy, I don't care. You know what? I've become apathetic towards this issue. It is just been, it's just something that they keep bringing up and up and up. And every 6 months or every year or every 3 months, somebody's name comes up. And it's because of the investigative reporters. There's just too many employees at ESPN, Fox Sports, all the national sports media. The news people aren't going after these baseball people. It's people that are trying to be news people for sports organizations, which is fine. If they're cheating and it's illegal and they're breaking the law, that's fine. Go do your job and don't let people get away with stuff. But it's been going on for so long now that I don't want to hear about it. Do what you got to do, but don't give me 52 minutes out of every hour on this.
Yeah, you know, I think this one might be a really big one. You know, this could be a really big story. This could be something that really might need to be covered. You know, so, Doug, it's kind of, you know, in athletics, you want everybody to be kind of playing by the same rule book, you know. And some of these guys are some big-time players, and it's too bad that that happened. But, I mean, I'll tell you what, they've got to cover it, and they've got to – this is their jobs. You know, they've got to cover this stuff. And if these players aren't playing – I think Braun's got the day off today. You know, they were going to give him the day off today. But, yeah, this is a big-time deal, and this is going to affect some teams. I know the shortstop from the Detroit Tigers is on that list, you know, and he's having a really good year.
Well, we'll have to see how it all plays out. And that's another thing. When we've got the names out there, but if they're guilty or they're not guilty, when will it be over? I mean, this is like a trial that's going to be going on. This isn't something that next week all of a sudden these guys are going to be banned 100 games for. I mean, this is like a next season type of deal.
Could be. I really don't know.
Also, of course, being a Dallas Cowboy fan, it's blown up. I'm getting texts. I'm getting calls. I'm getting emails. I'm getting Facebooks. All the things, not just Doug and Daddy stuff, but personal stuff here. Oh, Bill Callahan says he's calling plays for your Cowboys. The problem with this is it's causing a rift. Jason Garrett, either he is or he isn't. You should have come out yesterday and said he is or he isn't. If you don't like it, that's fine. But you can already tell there's some uncomfortable feelings in Dallas Cowboy camp. And everybody's giving me crap about Bill Callahan calling plays. Jimmy, if I remember right, offense wasn't the problem with Bill Callahan at Nebraska.
No, we got beat 65-51, I think, by Colorado. Now, 51's usually enough to win.
Yeah.
I mean, I think our basketball team was having trouble getting 51, but, you know, the 65-51, yeah, no doubt about it. Bill Callahan offensively has not had any issues at all. But, I mean, you know, when you're looking at the real problem is – yeah, the head coach wasn't maybe aware that he was going to be calling the plays. You know, that's a big time problem there.
Well, and again, that's all. Ooh, 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 something new at Dallas Cowboy. We got to have some news. Jerry Jones opened his mouth, and so then Jason Garrett, probably unaware that Jerry Jones opened his mouth, had to answer. But again, we'll see. Yes, it's going to be very easy to poke fun at Bill Callahan, and I'll admit it. I'm uncomfortable with Bill Callahan being on the staff of the Dallas Cowboys because the pros seem to think that he is a great assistant coach. Did well with the Raiders under John Gruden, did well with the New York Jets in his last stop, and they expect him to do well with the Dallas Cowboys. Good line coach. He's one of those guys that his position is assistant NFL coach. That's like what he should always be. That's everybody's opinion. That's what he should be. Shouldn't be a head coach, can't handle it, has proven he can't handle it. Shouldn't be a college coach, can't handle it, proven he can't handle it. At least not at a place like Nebraska, maybe a place like USC or Miami of Florida where it's okay to kind of have the attitude that he had here at Nebraska. But we'll see how it works out. He does seem to have an offensive mind, and he does seem to be able to get along with the players in the NFL. Who knows? Could it be that Bill Callahan is the savior of our Dallas Cowboys?
You know, Tom Osborne, when he had to fire Bill Callahan, he made some comments, and he said he likes Bill Callahan as a person. Thought he was a good person. It just didn't go very well. I would, you know, I think Bill Callahan, if you're going to be a head coach, first thing you found out was hire a really good defensive coordinator.
And don't hire your friends.
And recruit some defensive players. When you're the offensive coordinator and you're the head coach, sometimes these guys' mistakes is when they go out and start recruiting, guess what? They're filling up their side of it a little bit. You know, they got 40 scholarships. I mean, I'm throwing that number out. And 33 go to the offense, you know, so.
Well, and Bo Pelini caught a lot of crap about this, that the first recruiting class or two were all defense. You better go get some offense. And now they're, ooh, maybe you better go get some defense. You can't win in that situation.
No, that's exactly right.
Well, where there's going to be some winners this weekend, the Nebraska Kidney Association will benefit from, once again, the New West All-Star Classic, which will be going on at C.L. Jones Gymnasium. Friday, the volleyball, and then all day Saturday afternoon with the basketball. And Alana Rouse is among those that is helping put this on with the New West All-Star Classic. She joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you this morning?
I'm good, Doug. Thanks. Hey, how are you?
Well, I'm just pleased to be here. Jimmy Langan is here, and he wants to volunteer his refereeing services for anything you guys need, especially for volleyball.
Well, bring your stripes. You know, we might put you right to work, Jim.
Yeah. What day is this again?
Well, volleyball's on Friday. We start at 4 o'clock on Friday, and then basketball on Saturday starting at noon.
I'll take you with me.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure I'll be.
You don't have a danger game, so. I've already got you now. Lana, let's talk a little bit about this New West All-Star Classic, and let's start with who it benefits and how it all started here, going to the Nebraska Kidney Association.
You bet. Well, this is our eighth year of the Nebraska Kidney Association All-Star Classic. All of the proceeds from this weekend's tournament goes to the Nebraska Kidney Association, so all of the proceeds stay right here in Nebraska. And all that money goes to programs for early detection, patient education, and emergency financial assistance for patients. So it really is a great cause, and we hope to have a great turnout this weekend.
This is one of those deals where you've got multiple conferences. Some people just pick them out of a hat and they do blue and white or north and south. But you have to have the cooperation. The kids always like to play. The coaches volunteer their time. It's not just the folks that put their money in at the door to come watch the event, but a lot of time put in for this.
Right. All of the coaches, all of the volunteers, the referees have volunteered their time, and some of them are here, you know, through both days. We couldn't do it without them. It's a great thing, and I think it's what separates us from a lot of the other All-Star games. And the conferences have been wonderful in cooperation. They look forward to this each year. They're excited. The kids are excited. Some of the girls come on Friday and play volleyball. They stay over or come back the next day to play basketball, and it's great to see them on the court, boys or girls, with the same kids they've been battling against for years. Now they're on the same team, and it's just a cool thing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, the social skills that these kids gain, and then, you know, they're going to go on maybe and see a lot of these in college, you know, their freshman year, and they gain a lot, too. All the athletes will gain quite a bit.
Yeah, and it's bigger than the game. You know, the cause is bigger, but it sure is a lot of fun, and we try to treat them like royalty. We feed them and have a good time with them, and we hope they enjoy their stay. We've had great feedback from coaches and athletes who've participated in our event in the past, and we just hope to keep that tradition going and keep making it a premier all-star game. There's a lot of them out there, you know, and we need to differentiate ourselves, and we think the cause that we're working towards is excellent, and we're just so appreciative of all the people that come out to support the kids and support the Nebraska Kidney Association this weekend.
Talking with Lana Rouse here for just another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. The Nebraska Kidney Association New West All-Star Classic is this weekend. We've done it enough years now, Lana, that you can probably, you talked about the money, but when you're trying to raise that money, you always want to see the results, and I'm guessing after this amount of time, you probably have a story or two, or you've actually seen that money help some people.
Oh, it's amazing. Last year, in the 2 days that we had this event, we raised over $13,000, and that's huge for, you know, for the kids to come in, and they get a couple sponsorships, and our gate, again, a lot of things are donated for the weekend, and a lot of people's time, and absolutely, it's gone a long ways. The money we've raised has gone a long ways, and this is just one event that the Kidney Association puts on, but it sure raises a lot of money in a 2-day event, and it's just been awesome.
Yeah, that is a tremendous amount of money, $13,000. I've been an activities director for 15 years and in the area in one of the schools that sometimes participates in that. And $13,000, you're doing a great job, and you have to be extremely organized. My hat's off to you on that, just to get sponsors and everything. That's a great amount of money. Great job.
Well, just like anything, the more we do it, the better we get at it. And we are always open to suggestions and input from players, coaches, sponsors. So we think we're getting it tweaked to where we're running it pretty smooth. There's always a glitch here and there, but we've been able to roll with the punches and just put on a really good event for the fans and for families and for the athletes and coaches.
Again, it is going to be Friday for the volleyball. It starts at 4 o'clock with the Lou Platte taking on the Southwest Conference, and that'll be followed by the Fort Kearney playing the Twin Valley, and then the winners will play in a championship match. Then on Saturday, it's basketball starting at noon with the Southwest and Lou Platte girls-boys doubleheader. Then at about 3, it's the Fort Kearney Twin Valley girls and boys doubleheader. Admission $5 for the public at the door. And I guess, Lana, you've seen almost as much of the athletes as I have. But once again, there's some pretty darn good talent out there with state championships and state tournament athletes in all of these sports.
Absolutely. I'm really excited to see the talent level on the court this weekend and see some of the best, like you said, kids with lots of medals around their necks compete against each other. And for some of these kids, it's maybe their last time to be on the court, put that uniform on one more time. For some of them, they're getting ready to go off to college to play, and this may be your last time that you get to see someone around the area play in a game of this level. And they are high-level, high-intensity games, and the kids take it really seriously, and it's a lot of fun to watch. For $5, I don't think there's better value out there for your entertainment dollar this weekend. You can get in for $5 on Friday and watch 3 volleyball matches, 2 best-of-5 matches, and then a best-of-3 championship match. And then Saturday for $5, you can come in and watch 4 basketball games. So, and you will be entertained. It will be a great time.
All right. Well, we'll see you there this weekend. Lana, thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and best of luck with the event.
You bet. Thanks, Doug. Looking forward to seeing you this weekend.
All right. Take care. And that is Lana Rouse with the New West All-Star Volleyball and Basketball Classic to benefit the Nebraska Kidney Association Friday and Saturday at C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden. And, boy, there's a lot of All-Star games out there, but this one really goes to a great cause.
Yeah, you know, and not only that, they do get all of the student, you know, all the players, they kind of make it, hey, this is the Southwest Conference, this is the Lou Platte Conference. You know, so there is an identity here where this group's taking on this group. Some All-Star games you go, you might have one player from Kearney High playing for the South and somebody else is playing for the North, you know, so right. They try to even them up, but, you know,
man. Yeah, okay. It's going to be fun. Going to be a fun time. And next week, we're at the Sotoma 8-Man All-Star Game for football. You got soccer going on this weekend as well. And, folks, we want to welcome the bicyclists. Some of them are already setting up camp over at Kearney Catholic. If you're going by the Kearney Catholic football field and Miles Field, you see the tents going up. They're already in town making the trek over from Gothenburg today as the bicycle ride across Nebraska is reaching about its halfway point. Nearly 600 cyclists. They're accompanying friends and family. They're all going to be rolling into town. They've got a steak feed this afternoon, an early morning breakfast tomorrow. Good story in the Kearney Hub yesterday about that as well. But we wanted to mention as well that the steak feed is tonight from 5 to 9 in the Kearney Catholic multi-purpose rooms. You don't even have to be a part of the brand to come out. Just come out, welcome the folks into town, and see how they're doing. If you want any more information, you can contact the folks up there at Kearney Catholic or just swing by. They can always use the help. So welcome in to the Brand Riders Bicycle Ride across Nebraska, which winds up just on the suburbs of Omaha this weekend. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll talk with Ed Ahrens, longtime Elwood coach, and he's going into the Wrestling Coaches Association Hall of Fame. Mike Davis, head football coach of the Nebraska Danger, and also Phil Stanton from College Baseball Insider. We'll be right back.
Espresso and breakfast pizza? Yep. Espresso and salad bar? Yep. Espresso and wings? Sure. Genius. Godfather's Pizza and Mountain Mud Espresso. Nothing goes better with our morning pick-me-up and handmade breakfast pizza. A little later in the day, monkey bread, wings, and all the best ingredients that make any Godfather's Pizza you're craving. Takeout and delivery available. Download our Facebook app and never miss an offer or update from us. Godfather's Pizza on North Burlington across from the Museum in Hastings. Call 461-0386. And Mountain Mud Espresso at 1410 West J Street. Call 461-3714. A pizza you can't refuse. And espresso too.
Hey, greeting. Hey, Garlic. Hey, man, what's wrong? You seem a little down.
Well, the long, dreary winter really got to me. Made me do some things I'm not necessarily so proud of.
Oh, boy. What happened?
Well, at one point, I didn't get out of my sweatpants for nearly 4 days.
Well, you know, that can happen.
I wore them to a wedding and 2 business meetings.
Oh.
Yeah, it looks like you can relate to that one. I also wrote some really sappy acoustic songs about the sadness of winter. Would you like to hear them?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm good. And yeah, I would definitely not be proud of that. But hey, now that it's nice out, why don't you do something you can be proud of?
Like what?
Like grilling me up some Johnsonville brats. I know you'll cook them up just right, and you'll be proud to serve them to me and the crew.
Thanks, Golic. I'm going to do that.
No problem, buddy. I always like making people feel proud right before lunchtime. Johnsonville brats, served with pride since 1940.
Make your phone smart enough to put you in the seats of Royal Stadium. Use it to text Royals 945 to 90210, because every week we'll award a pair of Royals tickets to one of our Royals 945 entrants. Enter anytime. The giveaways continue all season while ticket supplies last. Text Royals 945 to 90210 and follow the Royals exclusively in Central Nebraska on Platte River Radio's Breeze 94.5 FM.
As cloudy conditions continue across the area today, we'll see some scattered showers and a few storms around at times, with highs in the upper 60s. North winds stay at 10 to 15. Tonight, there's a slight chance for showers or a storm with a low of 50 degrees. Right now, it's 57.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where all this rain is so much appreciated. But folks, you know, just like last summer, when you don't get Mother Nature to take care of it, you need TNL to do it for you. And TNL is hydrostatically powered pivot that has continuous movement, allowing even water distribution and less waste. For years of proven hydraulic technology that you know and trust, and most importantly, makes life easier on you, oh, TNL is the place to be. No hassles, no more dangerous electricity, and more production from your crops. No more time, money, or water to waste. The choice is simple with TNL irrigation. Visit your local TNL dealer today or go online at TLIRR.com. TNL, it's proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. If it makes it easier on you, things go well. I think Eddie Aarons probably has a TNL pivot irrigation system, because I've seen how he is so calm, collected, and has been able to handle the duties of being a coach and administrator for all these years, Jimmy.
He definitely is calm, collected. I'm going to bet the other direction, though. I don't think he took the money to buy one of those. I don't think he did need it that way. I don't think he decided to spend his money other ways.
Well, he's our buddy, and he is one of the folks that's going into the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association Hall of Fame coming up with their ceremonies on Saturday. And Ed Aarons joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda and Jim Lang. And Eddie, how are you this morning?
I'm trying to stay warm out here at the old golf course, but I'm doing fine, thanks.
Have you got 18 in, or did you have to work this morning?
I'm working right now. I'm on the clock.
Well, good. We can give you your break. Eddie, let's talk about this honor here. The folks from around here are going to know you from coaching and taking care of the kids for all these years, but you're actually going into the hall as a competitor, just another one of the long line of Mullen Broncos. So kind of as we do with everybody, give us your reaction when you found out, when you either got the call or the letter that said they would like you in.
Well, I was kind of flabbergasted, you know, because it's been 42 years and since I graduated, and it was, you know, it's been a long year for the Aaronses, and it was just kind of a bright spot, and that meant a lot to me.
Well deserved. I'll tell you what you did for South Central Nebraska, Ed, I've always enjoyed, you know, going up and officiating, and I've coached against you, and I'll tell you what you did there with your football and wrestling and your golf coaching, you know, you're so well respected in the area and so well liked. Every time you walk into the room, everybody goes, there's Ed Aarons, and everybody tries to gravitate to you a little bit because they want to hear one more Eddie Aarons story.
Well, that's something I guess I've never been short of, even back in high school. So I don't know what to say about that. Thank you.
Ed, what weight class did you wrestle? What weight class were you in? I mean, you're probably in a couple different weight classes, but what class did you wrestle? I mean, what weight class?
Yeah, well, I started out at 103 and then and was third in the state that year. And then I moved up to 112 and forgot to bring my shoes that year, and then when I was a junior, I wrestled 126 and won that year. And then when I was a senior, I wrestled 132. But I had to lose a lot of weight because we had some big, tough guys. I actually weighed around 200 pounds, and I had to go down a few classes.
Hey, Ed, now that might be true, but I'm just not believing, you know. You don't have to make weight to be a golf coach. I know that for a fact.
That's true.
Eddie, the first thing that I look at, and it's just, I guess it refreshes our memory, we're into that day and age now in high school wrestling where some kids can pop a 50 matches off in one season. That used to be a hell of a career for some kids that maybe didn't get to start till midway through their sophomore season. Eddie's record, folks, was 18-9, 18-5, 21-3, and 21-3. You never wrestled more than about 27 matches. That was your freshman year, so you were in some consolations. But when you're winning state championships, you never even wrestled 25 matches in a year, and that wasn't because you got hurt or anything. That's just all there was.
Yeah, that's correct. And everything was... A lot of times with single elimination, you know, you had to make it to the semis before you could wrestle on about in a lot of the tournaments. And they did have some match limitations back then. You couldn't, I mean, even if you wanted to wrestle a lot, you couldn't because of the match limitations that they had upon us. So a lot of these kids will beat my record in 2 years, you know.
And you had something a little different, too, for a successful program. You had a lot of different wrestling coaches while you were at Mullen in the late 60s.
Yeah, we had a coach that started the program there by the name of Jim Sutherland, and he kind of got the ball rolling, everybody interested, and hauled me out to Iowa State for a wrestling camp and kind of got the ball rolling, and then he moved to Wahoo right after my freshman year, and then after that it was kind of a hodgepodge of whoever they could get to do the wrestling job. You know, what's happened sometimes, and back then I think it probably happens a little more than it does now.
Ed Aaron's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's going into the Coaches Wrestling Association Hall of Fame. I want you to take me back because even I won't know the answer to this one a little bit. So you're at Mullen, and we know they're a D2 school these days and has been a Class D power, but who was some of the competition you wrestled, and who was some of your toughest? You had six losses, I guess, combined your junior and senior season. I'm sure you remember one or two of them.
Yes, we wrestled we didn't wrestle any D tournaments back then. Our tournament schedule was the Valentine Invite, which they always brought some great teams in from South Dakota, which is pretty traditional still. We wrestled Gordon, wrestled a kid out of Alliance by the name of Chuck Uscio, wrestled and lost to a kid from Valentine, and wrestled and lost to a kid from Kimball. And we wrestled the Ogallala Tournament and North Platte High and so on. The only tournament we had back then that was a D was the Mullen Invite, which so happened one year I wrestled a wrestler from Amherst at the Mullen Invite and wrestled him in the state finals that very year. So when we got to... Class D districts in the state, we were kind of ready for the competition just because of our schedule.
A unique circumstance will arise on Saturday because you're not the only Mullen wrestler that's going in and not the only Mullen wrestler from that era. Charlie Wright's going in as well, and right after you get inducted, you're going to be turning around and introducing him, so that'll be special.
Yeah, Charlie and I have been friends all our life, and He was quite a competitor. He did not like to go 6 minutes. When the whistle blew, he was going to come after you, and he was going to take you down and pin you. That was his forte, and he did get 6 minutes when he was a senior, and he won 6-0, and we were so proud that he made the whole period that we were just carrying him around like a rag doll. It was awesome.
Good, another good story, Ed. There's another good one.
Eddie, one more thing here. I guess as you get ready for Saturday, have you got the speech written? Can you share any of your thoughts that you're going to be sharing with the crowd there on Saturday?
Well, I don't know. I'm just going to kind of thank the Nebraska State Wrestling Coaches Association, you know, that they would even think to go back that long and find a competitor. It kind of makes, you know, kind of makes you feel good. And I always knew that someday that Corey Schlesinger and I would have something in common.
Corey, also among the five competitors that is going in, he'll be introduced on Saturday. Of course, the great Husker and Columbus native. And, of course, you can't overlook that you're also going to be going in with a Chanticleer.
That's true. That's true. I know him, but I haven't really met him. I've seen him around the wrestling world, but, yeah, I haven't got the chance to meet him.
Well, it'll be Corey Schlesinger of Columbus, Terry Fisher, Albion, Randy Cullors, Ord, and then Ed Ahrens and Charlie Wright out of Mullen are the competitors, and we'll talk about the coaches and the rest of the guys that are going in as well. Eddie, hey, can't wait to see you on Saturday. You always bring a smile to everybody's face, and congratulations on this great honor.
Hey, thank you, and thank Jim there, too.
Hey, Ed, yeah, I'll tell you what, Ed, I'm really happy for you, and I hope things turn out really well for you and your family, okay?
All righty.
Thanks, Eddie. Eddie Ahrens joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Seriously, brings a smile to your face just walking in the room, doesn't he? Oh. Not everybody can do that.
Yeah, Ed Ahrens, I have so many stories on Ed. One time I worked a softball game with Ed, which was actually Kearney State College had a big tournament. We're working Iowa State versus Air Force Academy, and Ed Ahrens and I are working the game. He could share that story with you one time. And one time, Ed, they had a lot of success at Elwood. You know, they really did. And in football one time, they had a game where they got beat by Overton like 100-62 in football. And they're on their way, him and the head coach are on their way, and they stopped in Grand Island for breakfast. And somebody, they're playing Colorado that day. Nebraska's playing Colorado, and somebody from Colorado was on the way to the game. And they got the World Herald out, and they're just kind of reading the sports. They go, hey, look at this. Look at this score. My God, 100-62. I'd like to meet the defensive coordinator for that team. And Ed Ahrens was sitting over there, and Ed Ahrens stood up and goes, Ed Ahrens, Elwood defensive coordinator. You know, so what a great story. And El, you know, he can only make fun of himself better than anybody, you know. And everybody likes Ed.
That story, so I know you're telling the truth. That's an awesome one. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Switch our attention to NCAA baseball. Phil Stanton will join us from College Baseball Insider when we come back.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We have the bar ready to go, the new menus are on the table, and now we're ready to staff the place for a busy summer. We're now taking applications for all positions, including front of the house and back of the house. No experience necessary, just bright, shiny faces. We're looking for the staff just as fun as we are. Apply in person at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, it's the Herd. Guys, you work out to stay fit. But what are you doing to work out your brain? You need the competitive edge to stay sharp ahead of the game. That's why we recommend Lumosity.com. Great site. Like a personal trainer for your brain. Lumosity.com gives you quick, daily online workouts. I've used it. Exercises, but fun, like playing games. Personalized to meet your goals. Based on the science of neuroplasticity, Lumosity.com is designed to improve your brain's performance. Whether you'll want to be sharper, more focused in meetings, better problem solver, or just remember more and think more clearly. I've used it. Lumosity.com gives you the edge you need to succeed. Lumosity.com. Try it. Start training today. Go to Lumosity.com, click the Start Training button to begin training for free. That's Lumosity.com. And tell them you heard it from me, the Herd.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance.
As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As cloudy conditions continue across the area today, we'll see some scattered showers and a few storms around at times, with highs in the upper 60s. North winds stay at 10 to 15. Tonight, there's a slight chance for showers or a storm with a low of 50 degrees. Right now, it's 57.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday program. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking with Matt Shaner, County Country Club. They've got a great junior golf program that's going on throughout the city that is bigger and better than ever with the first tee program he'll be in, talking about that. We'll talk with Dave Malarnik of the Cornhusker State Games as it's time to get your entries in for that. We'll also talk with Darren Garfield, Central City Wrestling Coach, as they get ready for the All-Star Duel on Saturday. Gino Bucola's in on Friday from the TVG Network to chat about the Belmont Stakes and a whole lot more. We'll also talk with Brian Wiest of UNK Baseball after finishing third in the Tino Martinez Award, which goes to the best Division II baseball player in the country. Two pitchers finished ahead of him, so voted as the top position player in the country, which is just flabbergasting to me. Just what a great job by Brian Wiest, automatically becoming one of the all-time great lopers and expected to be drafted sometime this weekend.
Yeah, that's a great honor, like you said. Just a couple pitchers beat him out. You know, that is a tremendous honor.
One of the exciting things or interesting things, I think, a lot for media and fans is that the draft is this weekend, and then you have the College World Series. So a lot of these guys know where they're going right after the College World Series, and there should be a lot of guys in Major League Baseball playing in Omaha because 14 of the 16 number one seeds have advanced on. And Phil Stanton of College Baseball Insider, gracious to give us some more of his time here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Phil, welcome back.
Thank you. I hope you guys are doing well.
Well, we're doing great. I'll tell you who's doing well. The NCAA Baseball Selection Committee. Nobody can give them any crap, can they?
No, they really can't. And it really was interesting, you know, in so many sports, and it really has been the case with baseball, they talk about parity, and I really think there was more balance this year than in the past. There was one of the four seeds, Central Arkansas, that made it to a regional final. There were actually six number three seeds that made it to regional finals. But when all was said and done, you ended up with 14 out of those 16 number ones and then a pair of number twos. So I think the NCAA selection committee has to be very, very pleased with the 16 that they have left.
Yeah, and they've got some really nice matchups, too. I will give you credit. We asked you on the air just the last time you were on, and you did mention Central Arkansas as a team to watch. I mean, you had about three of them, but that was one of them that you nailed, and you were exactly right. They almost pulled it off.
They did. They got one win against – well, actually, they had played Mississippi State a three-game series earlier in the year, won two of three, and then they split the first two games. They lost the initial one and then beat them on Sunday and had a shot on Monday. So even though they were a four seed, they matched up pretty well with Mississippi State, and I think we saw that especially Friday, Saturday in a lot of the regionals. Most of them, by the time we got to Sunday, the number one seeds just had deeper pitching staffs. And they were able to prevail in most of those regionals.
Phil Stanton, College Baseball Insider, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's our poll question of the day as well, Phil, so let me pose it to you. Is this a good thing or a bad thing that there are no Cinderellas at all to follow in this field? Now, Indiana, Kansas State, I think, are two teams that can become Cinderellas, but they're still number one seeds. But from a true Cinderella seed standpoint, is this good or bad for Omaha in baseball?
I think you could argue it either way, but I think it's good coming off of what we saw last year. With Kent State and Stony Brook a year ago being those true Cinderellas, I think that was great. But you're not going to have that every single year. So I think it's good to have a little bit of change there, you know, to switch over to where you do have a situation now where, you know, for the most part, you expect to have heavyweights. And Indiana and Kansas State, as you mentioned, they're both conference champions. They're not considered the traditional powers in baseball, but they've had good seasons. So I think they like seeing some new teams come in. These would just happen to be stronger newbies coming in than what we saw with like Kent State and Stony Brook a year ago.
Vanderbilt and Louisville, I thought that was the toughest regional going into a super regional last weekend, and now Vandy and Louisville face off. That's my pick. What is the toughest super regional in your eyes?
I think it might be North Carolina and South Carolina. South Carolina is not as strong as they've been the past 3 years, but they still are very formidable. Had a couple games during the regular season gone a different way, they might have been a national seed. And then North Carolina, they have to feel a little shaky. Well, one, they have to be relieved that they made it to a super regional the way the game went on Monday. But for them to have lost on Sunday and had been down pretty significantly twice on Monday, they have to be a little bit concerned, I think, going in, because through the whole regular season, they never lost back-to-back games, so they almost did to end their season on Monday night. So I think that one may be the toughest one. It, going in there, South Carolina, if they start to smell blood, they may be able to try to jump on North Carolina.
I think that's a good point. You know, I did notice, you know, there was a couple years where, boy, the Southern teams just have such an amazing success rate in this thing. And, you know, let's, with Kansas State playing Oregon State, at least we're going to have one team, you know, close to where we're located at.
Yeah, Kansas State, they were one. A lot of people weren't as high on them in their regional. There were a lot of people that thought Arkansas was going to be the team that would come out of there, one from the experience that they had a year ago getting to Omaha, and then just with the pitching that they had. But I think that first inning against Wichita State on Friday helped them through the whole rest of the weekend. I think that relaxed them. I think at that point they felt like they were the ones in control of the whole regional, of the whole weekend. So I think having that big first inning was really key for them through the whole weekend. And I think they'll be excited about going to Super Regional. They're not going to be intimidated going out there to Corvallis. So that's going to be a real interesting one to watch. Oregon State played so well during their regional. But I think that one's going to be a real fun one to watch.
Phil Stanton, College Baseball Insider. Since you mentioned it, I want to get your thoughts at Wichita State, where yesterday they dismissed Gene Stephenson. And in what is what you see in this day and age, where you love the coach and he has done the program so well, but he's getting up there in age, and you've got somebody that says, you know what, maybe it's time to make a change. The coach doesn't want to step aside. It's kind of a very uncomfortable situation, but he's won over 1,800 games, 36 years. Just your thoughts on the change at Wichita State.
I think it's just disappointing, like you mentioned, just the way that it happened. I understand that them wanting to make change, but it wasn't like the Shockers stunk it up this year. They won 39 games. They won the Missouri Valley Tournament. So they had a solid year. What I would like to have seen, and maybe this was presented and one side or the other didn't want to go with it, but it was unfortunate that maybe they didn't identify someone who could be a coach in waiting, that Coach Stephenson would have been able to be head coach for one more year. He would have had this coach in waiting with him that would end up taking over next year. It would have been a smoother transition. It's going to leave a bad taste, I think, in a lot of people's mouths for a few years.
You know, there's no doubt, I think, you know, with Bobby Bowden at Florida State, you know, that's kind of what they tried to do there. You know what I mean? So I think most ADs are going to try to present that. I can't take a side on this at all, coming from Kearney, Nebraska, on how this was done or what exactly took place. But I do know that normally those things are presented in a way where people can kind of save face, and they want them to kind of lead the parade as they're leaving the job. But, you know, you look at Joe Paterno. That did not turn out well for Joe Paterno. You know, so there's some times where the coach needs to just step up and go, hey, I've had a great career. It's time maybe for me to go, and I want to go up on top. So good point by you.
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, there are coaches that, you know, they just don't want to give that up. They just don't want to give up the practices, the competition. They you know, that's been their whole life, and they just can't see what they would do otherwise. Now, Coach Stevenson, you know, had things transition smoothly, maybe he stays on either as a consultant or at least to assist with fundraising, because when you think of how many former players, how many donors he has interacted with over the years, he can still be such a valuable resource, but right now, at least, it doesn't look like that those things are possible.
Last minute here with Phil Stanton, a college baseball insider. I want to get your thoughts on maybe just a couple more of these super regionals. Obviously, now being in Big Ten country, your thoughts on Indiana, Florida State, and then I'll follow that up with, is Rice the only, Oklahoma and Rice are the only two seeds. I think Rice probably has a better chance. Just kind of your thoughts on those two.
Yeah, I think Indiana's got a shot. I was really surprised with how well Florida State played over the weekend, how much they dominated down in their regional. I thought they might be the shakiest of the national seeds. I really thought Alabama or Troy was going to give them a tough time down there, but they were really impressive. Now, I think Indiana has a good shot of winning down there, but they're going to have to play really, really well, I think, to get out of there. Now, they've got a lot of momentum the way, especially that first game against Valparaiso, the way they came from behind to win. But they're really going to have to be on top of their game. And I think Rice has a real good shot of winning in Raleigh. I think they played so well through the month of May, played really well in Conference USA tournament, and then obviously played real well out in Eugene. It would not surprise me for Rodon, Carlos Rodon of NC State, to win the game that he starts, whether it's Friday or Saturday. I'm guessing Saturday. Wouldn't surprise me for Rice to win the other two games.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I think also Indiana, if their bottom of the lineup can hit the ball, they'll have a shot. But I just, you know, I think their pitching is going to keep them in the game a little bit, because Florida State can score some runs. But Indiana's going to have to be able to put some runs on the board. I just don't think they're going to win a lot of 2-1 games down there.
No, well, and looking at Florida State scores, they scored in double figures in all three of their games. So you're going to have solid pitching, but you figure you're not going to shut them out, especially on their home field. So you're going to have to be looking maybe more at 6-4, 7-5 type games. And you're right, you're going to have that bottom of the lineup produce, because you get some of those middle of the lineup guys on base. You got to have those guys down there to be able to drive them in. And especially when you're on the road, you've got to take advantage of those situations when you get guys in scoring position.
And Phil, for being on the Doug and Daddy show here on ESPN Radio, we give you $10,000 in fantasy money. Who are you putting it on? Who's your best bet to be in Omaha out of these eight super regionals?
I think I still think North Carolina's got the best overall squad to get there. I think we'll see North Carolina, Rice, Cal State Fullerton, LSU on the one side of the bracket, Vanderbilt, Indiana, Virginia, and Oregon State on the other side. And I think it'll end up being Carolina beating Vanderbilt for the title.
That is some good stuff. And, Phil, we always appreciate the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks for giving us your insight. And hopefully we'll chat again when we got the College World Series field set.
All right, that sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Phil, thanks. Check him out, College Baseball Insider, collegebaseballinsider.com, with the very latest on what's going on in college baseball. Phil Stanton joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When you got this many number ones moving on, I hope Indiana or Kansas State gets to Omaha, Jimmy. I hope one of those, because I think everybody looks for somebody to root for. There's a chance that the all eight could be, you know, South Carolina, Rice, LSU, Vanderbilt, Florida State, Virginia, Oregon State. All those teams have been there recently, North Carolina or South Carolina. I mean, there's going to be a lot of familiarity. There are very few teams in this field that haven't been there, and Indiana and Kansas State are a couple of those.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't remember how many years ago. I think Rice came in there, and they kind of everybody kind of fell in love with them. But, you know, LSU just being there, really, the atmosphere is really nice when LSU's in the tournament. But, you know, I'll tell you what, when I look at these 16 teams and you had to pull one out of the hat and say, hey, they're going to win, right now I'd go, hey, that's not a bad one. I'll take them. Maybe they'll win the whole tournament. So,
congratulations to Oklahoma. They won the softball national championship last night with a 4-0 win over Tennessee. And, of course, playing in Oklahoma City with all the disaster that has gone on here in the last month, that's your feel-good story in sports right now. Taylor Edwards of Nebraska was named to the all-tournament team, the first Husker to be named to a Women's College World Series all-tournament team since Allie Viola back in 1998. I assume it's Viola and not Voila.
I'll tell you what, if that would have been our Tuesday trivia question and you had no internet to look it up, that'd have been a tough one for somebody to get.
No one gets it. Oh, that's just the way it is. Hey, don't forget to vote on our Midtown Mart cooler question of the day. What do you make of not having a Cinderella in Omaha this year? It's good because I like seeing the traditional powers. It's bad because I always root for the underdog. Doesn't matter because you enjoy the College World Series. Or selection D, I don't watch college baseball. Vote on our Midtown Mart cooler question today at ESPNSuperstation.com. Yesterday, we asked who will win the French Open's men's draw. 67% said Rafael Nadal. I'm still going with Djokovic, who only 25% voted for. We'll take a break and be back with Mike Davis, head coach, Nebraska Danger, to wrap up the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
First of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month.
It's Preferred Member Days at Complete Nutrition. The first Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the month. Get 22% off everything.
First Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month.
That's 22% off exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, vitamins, and herbs. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is asking you the right questions to get you the right products you need to reach your goals. And when it comes to helping you lose weight, increase energy, burn fat, or build muscle mass, nobody gets you results like Complete Nutrition, period.
The first Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month.
So get in this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for our Preferred Member Days. And save 22% off everything only at Complete Nutrition.
Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Kearney near Sunmark. For free shipping, call 338-1348. And in Grand Island near Gorman's. For free shipping, call 382-8663.
The road hates your engine. They are adversaries, enemies, foes. The road will attack your engine with dirt, dust, and grime through your air filter any way it can. Fight back. Reclaim the horsepower the road tries to steal. Every 12,000 miles, it's easy to change to a Fram air filter that keeps dirt, dust, and grime out of your engine. If it's on the road, there's a Fram that fits. Find your Fram air filter at your local Walmart.
Here's a sad football stat. 70% of first-round picks never make a Pro Bowl. Look, football's a business, and like your business, you try to manage risk and avoid hassles. Here's a brilliant solution. Eliminate business hassles by moving your business to Regis. Your fully furnished, wired Regis office can be ready when you need it. It includes a receptionist, access to meeting rooms, state-of-the-art video conferencing, all with no long-term lease. Mention Cowherd when you call and get 2 months free. Call 1-800-OFFICES, 1-800-
High school all-star football action moves to Hastings College on June 15th when 24 of the best eight-man players, including notables from Central Nebraska, divide east against west in the 36th annual Sertoma eight-man game. Live from Hastings College, expect lots of scoring and the play-by-play on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. When you're out of range, download the Classic Hits 98.9 FM smartphone app or listen online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
As cloudy conditions continue across the area today, we'll see some scattered showers and a few storms around at times, with highs in the upper 60s. North winds stay at 10 to 15. Tonight, there's a slight chance for showers or a storm with a low of 50 degrees. Right now, it's 57.
Duda, Jim Langan, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, where Roger Chapman has withdrawn from the U.S. Open. Not the Senior Open, but the U.S. Open. He was eligible because he won the Senior Open last year. He's been replaced in the field by Scott Stallings. Had an outside chance to be exempt until his rally at the Memorial came up short and tied for fourth. He went to the 36-hole sectional qualifying the next day in Memphis, where Brandon Crick was, and failed to earn a spot in a playoff, so he was an alternate. But he's the first alternate out of Memphis, which turned out to be enough to get him in. So Roger Chapman, who we went down earlier this month, or last month, I guess it would have been, now that we're in June, early in May, when they had media day at Omaha Country Club for the U.S. Senior Open, which is coming up next month, and Roger was there and was asked about how he's been playing since then, and he admitted it hasn't been going maybe as he had wanted, but the injury situation will keep him out of the U.S. Open, shoulder injury, and that can't be good.
No, but I'm glad he made a decision in adequate time for somebody else can get the replacement and have an opportunity to get prepared for that. You know what I'm saying? I hopefully you understand what I mean, Doug, on that. I mean, it's not like you wouldn't go at any time, but this way, you know, you can get plans set up and kind of look the course over a little bit better than you might. So, yeah.
So that's what's going on in the world of golf, and it was great to have Brandon Crick on yesterday to chat about it. So we'll be watching for him, and again, U.S. Open coverage will be coming up the next weekend, and as well as the College World Series here on ESPN Radio and the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike Davis, ready to join us here in just a moment. We want to remind you that Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram continues to have their triple savings going on right now, where all new vehicles, you can get 1.9% for 72 months with approved credit. You get the Midway Everyday Discount and, of course, the great rebates from the manufacturer. And it's about as good a time as ever to purchase a brand new vehicle. If you want a pre-owned vehicle, they have a great lot and a great selection, as they always do at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. You can check out the entire inventory at thinkmidway.com or stop by and see him today, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney. It is Midway, a better way. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And we are pleased to welcome in the head coach of the playoff-bound Nebraska Danger, Mike Davis. And Coach Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on the program today. Congratulations on getting into the playoffs. And I know everybody wants to get in right away, but I'd still have to say, starting a franchise and getting in year three and not doing it on the last day of the season has to be a pretty good accomplishment for this franchise and your coaching staff.
Yeah, you know, it was one of our goals that we set out at the beginning of the season. And, you know, obviously we still have some work to do to get home field throughout and stuff like that. But, you know, we'll check one box off and get ready for another one.
Talk about And we won't put a whole bunch of cherries on top here, because the last two games were against Wyoming that has been struggling this season, but you have taken advantage of that to get the two wins. Where did you see improvement in those two games?
You know, our offense really became a lot more efficient. We took advantage of some matchups that we liked. Defensively, the secondary really kind of came into their own with some new additions that we had. Those guys really gelled together, and we started getting turnovers, and that's kind of what we've been missing all year. You know, if offense was playing well, then defense couldn't get a couple big stops, and now they're kind of playing off each other and feeding off the momentum, and that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, and you know, your team's pretty disciplined, really. You don't make a lot of mistakes. Usually don't beat yourself. You guys, really line up correctly and do a lot of things right. You're easy to officiate because you don't get penalized much.
They've only lined up wrong once all year, and that was on a field goal, so we're not even going to talk about that, right, Mike?
Right.
Well, we've got some questions here about the playoffs, but let's talk about this Friday's game at Colorado, who you've had some battles with. Explain to the fans out there what this game means and what next week's game mean as far as home field advantage and how all that works.
Well, obviously this game is huge just because, A, it would give us, it would make us the winner of the Intense Conference. Secondly, it would give us home, the first, at least the first round of the playoffs at home, which would be June 22nd. And then depending on what happens on the other side, it comes down to like strength of schedule, where we could host the championship here as well, depending on what happens on the other side. So if Cedar Rapids gets in this weekend and they beat Sioux Falls in the first round, then we would host the championship, you know, basically that's putting the cart before the horse, saying that we beat Colorado in the playoffs. If Sioux Falls beats them and we make it to the championship, then we probably have to go to Sioux Falls. But, you know, our goal and our task at hand is to take care of business Friday and get home field advantage for that first playoff game. And then, you know, the rest is really out of our control.
Would be nice if this was the last road trip of the year, wouldn't it?
It would be great.
they had a stretch of 5 games in 6 weeks on the road.
Coach, another question here. If you would lose this week and then you'd win the following week, June 15th, will you host then?
Well, if we lose by less than a touchdown.
Okay.
If we happen to lose in Colorado by less than a touchdown, then we'd still get a chance to host the playoff game here. You know, honestly, I don't really want to make it that close.
Exactly. Yeah, I just
take
wonder.
Take care of business this week, and we don't have to worry about it. But yeah, that there is another, a couple scenarios in there where if we would happen to stump our toe and lose, we just have to keep it close. Go from there.
Mike Davis, head coach Nebraska Danger, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda and Jim Langan. Tell us about Colorado. Obviously, you know a lot about him. And again, this year, we haven't talked near as much about turnover with players on the Danger or other teams. Has there been some turnover lately, or are these the same two teams that have battled so many times this year?
Colorado, they added a good running back and a linebacker, Dennis Kennedy, that was with Tri-Cities last year. And then Joe Thornton, who played for Tri-Cities last year as well. The only addition we have is we just signed Claude Roten. He played for LSU. He was actually the third-round draft pick for the St. Louis Rams back in 07. Had some problems in the league, and he kind of just – I've been recruiting him for about 3 months. He kind of just fell in our lap. So, he's going to make a huge – hopefully he plays like he practices, because if he does, it'll make a huge difference for us to add to an already good defensive line.
Yeah, hey, Coach, he's on the defensive line. That's what my question was going to be. I didn't catch what position he played, but he's a defensive lineman. Is that correct?
Yeah, he can play nose or end. He was a three technique at LSU, and the Rams drafted him, and he played D-tackle there. Had 27 tackles as a rookie from the defensive line spot, which is kind of unheard of. And then had a few problems with, the substance abuse since then he's put past him, and he played in the CFL last year for a good friend of mine that's the coach in Toronto, and that's kind of how I kind of got a beat on him. And, Coach Pimmel saw him in St. Louis, and they had him in Orlando, and for the AFL he wasn't playing, so he wanted to come play. So it's hopefully it works out for the best for us.
Yeah, I worked the Colorado game earlier, refereed that Colorado game earlier, and they seem to have some good wideouts. And we're early in the game, kind of got one-on-one, and it seemed like you guys covered them a little bit better in the second half. Is that correct?
We blew some coverages in the first half, for us. And I'll put our DBs up against anybody. You know, we have some good hard-nosed DBs. Some of them are long, and they can all run, so it makes a good matchup for us. They kind of took the MO from us. Like last year, we had the biggest receivers in the league, and they kind of went out and they're just hard to cover. You know, you got to get pressure, and with a couple big receivers, the quarterback doesn't have to be perfect. He just has to get it in the area, and that gives them an opportunity to go get it. So hopefully he'll throw in the area, and we'll have just a much of an opportunity to get it as they do, and we'll come down with our fair share.
Mike, I always like to find one of the guys on the team that maybe we haven't talked a lot about, and you've touched on two or three of them, but Marcus Barnett had a good game last time out. Tell us a little bit about how he's moving on.
I mean, the kid's just long and rangy. You know, we're going to miss him next week. They're trying to get him to play in the MBDL, the Developmental NBA Basketball League. And he played last year before he came here. And he just, I mean, the kid has got so much athletic ability, can run, catches everything, and just he adds that other dimension of speed when you put him and Kane together on the same field. They can blow the roof off of it at any time.
Tough to have athletes, isn't it?
It is, you know. I always tell people, the better athletes make me a better coach. So it makes our job a lot easier.
All right, Michael, we'll let you get off to lunch and then get ready to hit the road. Best of luck Friday night at Colorado, and we'll talk with you again.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Good luck, Coach.
Mike Davis, head football coach, Nebraska Danger, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. It's cool to see because they've got the support, and it's cool to see that they're winning. And we'll get to play at home again next week. And, gosh, if they get two more home games, they'll blow the roof off that Heartland Event Center.
You know, they really are fun to watch. And early in the year, I mean, I think it was in March, you know, they beat, I think it was Sioux Falls, the team that had been, you know, the team that was tough to beat. And, you know, they've had a lot of games that have been 53-50, 63-60. You know, but you're right. When they played Wyoming, they did take care of business pretty much, you know. But they, it's still, they were down 31-30 at halftime. Now, that whole league on a given day, so anybody can beat anybody.
Yeah, you got to be ready to go. And the Danger Friday on the road, then back home against the Tri-Cities Fever out of Washington on the 15th. Hey, don't forget a couple of more things we want to talk about here. The Nebraska volleyball schedule came out, and Coach John Cook has got a pretty good schedule, including a game at defending national champion Texas. The home opener at the new Devaney Center and the Terry Pettit Court is September the 6th. They've got Villanova, Georgia, and Southern Miss coming in that weekend. The next weekend for the Emeritus Players Challenge, Iowa State, St. Mary's, and Dayton will be rolling in. Congratulations to Danielle Lemick of Donovan. She brings home a championship at the Nebraska Women's Stroke Play, which was held at Indian Head the last couple of days. One under par, two under par, good for a seven-shot win over defending champion Kayla Knopic. And continuing the Nebraska girls and boys match play going on at the Lincoln Country Club, Lucas Gross-Nicholas of Aurora made it into the quarterfinal round. And a name that many people are very familiar with in Kearney, and then, of course, with what he's done at the different levels of basketball, Matt Fritchie. He has been named an assistant women's basketball coach at Creighton, was in Kearney, then turned Bellevue West into a Nebraska high school girls basketball power. Last year, he was the head coach at Midland University, and now he'll be an assistant coach for the Creighton Lady Jays, who have made it into the NCAA tournament a few times. And the Division I track and field championships begin today in Eugene, Oregon. Nebraska has 18 athletes that are competing.
You know, Ed Aarons got into the Hall of Fame for wrestling. An official was Todd Parr out of Gibbon, also made it. I think Class A senior scholar Hunter Bamford from Kearney, and then Coaches of the Year, Ty Swarm from Kearney, Tyler Herman from Amherst. And, hey, on the media, Mark Zavala, Grand Island Independent. So, yeah, hey, got Central Nebraska got covered there pretty well.
Great awards coming up for the All-Star Banquet coming up on Saturday. We want to thank Eddie Aarons for joining us today. Also, we want to thank Lana Rouse talking about the new West All-Star Classic. Phil Stanton from College Baseball Insider and Mike Davis, Nebraska Danger coach. Tomorrow on the show, we'll talk about the Cornhusker State Games with Dave Mlarnik. We'll talk about junior golf going on in Kearney with Matt Shaner of the Kearney Country Club. We'll talk about the All-Star Wrestling Duel with Darren Garfield, special guest host as well tomorrow. It'll be the Andy Griffith Show. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.